The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parashas Vayetze. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, Vayifka v'amokoim v'yolen sham kivo ha-shemesh. Yaakov Avinu, he came to the place, he slept there, kivo ha-shemesh, because the sun set. The Gemara, in Mesechta Brachis, Daf Chovov Amid Beis, teaches up that it's not just the Yaakov Avinu came to the place. It's Ein Pigiyo Ele Tfilo, the Gemara says, the Lashem Pigiyo, the Shoresh of Pigiyo is a reference to davening. And from here the Gemara derives that Yaakov Avinu davened and Yaakov Avinu established the Tfilah of Meiriv. Avram Avinu established Shachris, Yaakov Avinu Mincha, Yitzchak Avinu Mincha, and Yaakov Avinu Meiriv. And the Gemara says from here, Vayifka b'amokoyim, Yaakov Avinu established Meiriv. With this, I would like to devote today's shiur about the Tefillah of Meiriv and another discussion that comes in to the Tefillah of Meiriv, and that is the discussion of Semichas Geula LeTefillah. The halacha that you're supposed to daven Shemayna Esrei right away after you finish Geula, right after you finish the Bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. So, the Gemara says in Mesech the Brachas Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis that Tfilas Arvis Rishos. The Tfilah of Meiriv is Rishos. Now, there's different Rishonim say, even though the Gemara says Arvis Rishos, of course we can't just skip Meiriv. We're noyig to daven it. Today we can't just skip Meiriv. But for certain halachas, for certain areas, tefillas arvis rishos, tefillah of meiriv is a drop more kal, because it's meikar adin rishos, meikar adin, it's only voluntary rather than obligatory. Like I said before, a person can't just skip it, but to a certain degree, it's rishos, a certain degree, it is voluntary. Comes Tosfos. In Mesechta Brachis, Tavtalar Amibes, the Vemaschal Do'amar. And Tosfos asks that Rabbi Yochanan says that by Meiriv, you also have to be Soymech Ge'ula Litfila. Even by Meiriv, you have to daven Shemayna Esrei right after the Brach of Goal Yisrael. Now, like you know, by Shacharis, we take say Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, and immediately following we say Hashem Svasai Tiftach. By Meiriv, we have one or two brachas plus a kaddish in between the brach of Goel Yisrael and the Shemayna Esrei. Nevertheless, the Gemara already tells us that it's Geul Arichto, the fact that we say Hashkiveinu is a Geula Arichto, and the bracha, the second bracha, which is said in Chutz La'aretz, was instituted at a later time. But the Poskim also discuss how that's not considered an interruption. In essence, the way we daven Meiriv, that we say the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, we say the bracha Hashkiveinu, we say the bracha of Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen, Baruch Hashem Le'olam, and Kaddish, that's considered Semichas Geula LeTefillah, that is considered that we still are having Shemayna Esrei right next to the bracha of Goel Yisrael. And therefore, an additional interruption, if somebody adds something else in between finishing the bracha and or the Kaddish and davening Meiriv, they are interrupting in Geula LeTefillah. They are interrupting between the Brach of Geula and the Tefillah of Meiriv. Be that as it may, comes Tosfos, and Tosfos asks the question, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that Meiriv, you have to be Soimach Ula Litfila, you have to put Geula next to Tfila? L'chaira, the whole obligation of davening Meiriv is only Rishos. We said, from the Gemara in Berachas Daf Chav Zayin on the base, we said that to a certain level it's considered voluntary. So if the whole obligation of the tefillah is only reshus, how could there be an obligation to be soimer geula litefillah? As I frak Tosfos. So Tosfos answers that even though the tefillah of Meiriv is reshus, even though the obligation of davening Meiriv is not so strong, nevertheless, avif tzorich lismeich ulo litfila. The way the Meshav David, the way the Netziv and Netshuva explains, Tosfos is saying, even though it's true that to a certain level you don't have to daven Meiriv, Shmaina Esrei, but says the Tosfos, explaining the Gemara, if you do daven, if you do go and daven, then you must be soimech geula litfila. In a chanami, if you were not to daven, if you were to take advantage of this halacha that Meiriv is only reshus and not daven at all, it would be fine. But since you are davening, once you are davening, then you must be soimech geula litfila. Like I said before, today, of course, a person can't just skip Meiriv. We're going, and whatever that means, Tfilas Arav is Rishos. So, the truth is that with this concept, we could explain a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says it's a whole tumul, Kipshutai Talian, Machlegis, Ramam, and Ramban, if ladies have an obligation to daven Shemayna Esrei. And the Magen Avraham actually writes that our ladies, they just daven a bakasha ba'alma and they don't daven Shemayna Esrei. Exactly how a person should fear zech, everybody should go and ask their own paisik what's appropriate. But as I talk to the Magen Avraham says ladies don't have to daven Shemayna Esrei. However, the Magen Avraham in a different place in Siman Ayin, says the Magen Avraham in Siman Ayin, ladies, they have to say the Baruch of Goal Yisrael. They have to say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Mela, they also have to say the Baruch of Emes V'Yatziv, which ends off with Goal Yisrael. Then says the Magen Avraham, since ladies say Goal Yisrael, they say Geula, so therefore they have to be Soimach Geula Litfila. Therefore, they have to make sure that they don't interrupt between the Geula and the Shemayna Esrei. As I talk to the Magen Avraham, Frag and Achroinim, Frag the Elia Rabba and others, how could it be that ladies have to go ahead and put Geula next to Shemayna Esrei when the Magen Avraham holds they don't have to daven Shemayna Esrei in the first place? How could you tell me that ladies have to be Soimach Geula Litfila? How could the Magen Avraham say such a thing when the Magen Avraham himself holds that they don't have to daven Shemayna Esrei at all? So the Machtes HaShakel answers, which we can understand very well, like we saw from the Tosfos, in Ochanami, you're right. If a lady doesn't daven Shemayna Esrei, it's okay, so she won't daven. But if she does daven Shemayna Esrei, so since she's saying Geula, and she's davening Shemayna Esrei, so then she already has to be Soimach Geula Litfila. Avifel she davens. If she davens, then she has an obligation of being Soimach Geula Litfila. And that could be Pshat in the Magen Avraham. So far we have one concept, that it's possible that in being Soimach Geula Litfila, it's a tefillah that a person may not have to say it, but Avifel will say it. Once he does say it, he'll have to go ahead and be soimach geula litefillah. There's another concept in smichas geula litefillah, which is similar but different. There's another concept that perhaps the Arash Shmoyna Esrei is that a person is obligated to say the Shmoyna Esrei, but if there's no Geula there, then he won't have to be Samech Geula Litfila. So before we said it could be he doesn't have to daven Shmoyna Esrei at all, but if he davens, he has to be Samech Geula Litfila. There might be other cases that he has to daven, but then it might not be a Geula there. If there's no Geula around, then he doesn't have to be Samech Geula Litfila. Let's explain. The Rambam says, and this Rambam is in Perek Gimel from Hilchos Tefila Halacha Zayin. He's really coming from a Gemara in Mesach Tebrachis, Lamed Zayin, I believe, that the Gemara says that Rav would daven shall Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Rav would daven the Tefila of Ma'ariv of Shabbos when it was still Friday. In other words, like we say, like making early Shabbos. So the Rambam brings down this halacha, and he says a person could go ahead and says the Rambam, the fisha tfilis arvus yoshus. He says, yeshloi lispalo tfilis arvus shalili Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. A person could daven the tfilah of Ma'ariv of Friday night, before Shabbos, before Shkia. And who had been a person could daven Motei Shabbos Shemayna Esrei, Motei Shabbos Ma'ariv, during Shabbos, Lefi Shetfilas Arvus Rishos. Im Edaktikim Bezmana. Since Ma'ariv is a Rishos, so we're not so careful with the time of the Ma'ariv. Olavat Yirka Kiyash Ma'Bezmana, but of course I'll have to daven Shemayna Esrei later on. So it's from Brachas Daf Chav Zayin. It's from the Masech to Brachas Daf Chav Zayin. As I talk to the Rambam, comes the Ravid in Asagis. Comes the Ravid, and the Ravid says, how could that be? Rav did it. He had Mestamel Tzayrach Shah. He had a specific need to daven early. But in a regular case, how could somebody do that and not be Seymach Gula Litfila? The Rambam is saying a person, when Rav davened early, he would daven Shmoyna Esrei, but not Kriyashma and not Birchas Kriyashma. If that's the case, that means that Rav was not being Soymach Geula Litfila. Shrek the Rav, how's it Shaykh? There's Allah, you have to be Soymach Geula Litfila. So therefore the Ravid says it's impossible, it's not shaykh. A person can't daven Ma'ariv with saying Shemayna Esrei and not saying Birchas Kriyashma. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam has a different way how to learn the Gemara. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Taka davened Birchas Kriyashma with Kriyashma early. Just like he's able to daven Shemayna Esrei early, so he davened Kriyashma early with Birchas Kriyashma early. But the other Rishonim, like this Rambam and the Ravid, they don't want to learn like that. So the Rambam says it's okay to do it, but he'll just daven Kriyashma and Birchas Kriyashma later. And the Ravid said it must be, it's not something that's permitted on a regular basis. It's only a Shas HaTzoyrich. It's only for something when somebody has a major tchak, when the situation calls for it, so then he's allowed to do it. So the kasha is, how do we answer the Rambam from the Ravid's kasha? The Ravid has a good kasha on the Rambam. L'chayra, how's it shayich to be able to daven Ma'ariv Shmoyna Esrei before a person davens the Kriyashma and the Birchas Kriyashma? L'chayra, he's missing out on being Soymach Geula Litfila. So why is it that the Rambam doesn't care about being Soymech Geula Litfila? So comes the Stipler in Kilis Yaakov Brocha Simen Beis, and says the Stipler, the answer is that the Rambam holds that the only time a person has to be Soymech Geula Litfila is only if he has Geula in front of him. And he has tefillah in front of him. He's able to daven Ma'ariv. He's able to daven the Birchus Kriya Shema and the Shemayna Esri of Ma'ariv. He's able to daven both. So then I say, you have to put the two together. Then I say, you have to have Geula, and immediately following, you have to have Shemayna Esri. However, says the Stipler, there's no halacha that the Shemayna Esrei mitzad itself needs to have a geula next to it. The entire halacha is, if you have both here, put them together. You don't have to bring it here. You don't have to wait to daven Meir Shemayna Esrei until it's a time that's ready to have geula just because you want to have geula next to tefillah. And says the Stipler, I'll bring you a raya. I'll prove it to you. Mincha. When we daven mincha, we're not soymech geula to litfila. When we daven musaf, we're not soymech geula litfila. If somebody misses a shmeina esrei and they make a tashlumin, they're not soymech geula litfila. There are many cases that a person daven shmeina esrei without having geula next it. Why? Why is it that mincha and musaf and atashlumim don't have to have a geula next to it? Says the Stipler, must be the pshat is. It must be the pshat is that the only time a person has to put the Shemayna Esrei next to geula is only if he has both of them in front of him. If he has two obligations in front of him, geula, to say the Birchus Kriya Shema, and to say Shemayna Esrei, so then he's obligated to put them together. But if he only has one, if he only has Shemayna Esrei, there's no halacha that I'll have to wait to daven Shemayna Esrei until it's a time that's roi to daven geula, to say the Birch of geula. Says the Stipler. However, it's not so pashat. My raya, this that I'm proving, I want to prove that you don't have to have Shemayna Esrei next to geula. If there's no chiyuv of geula here from learning it from mincha and musaf and tashlumim, perhaps that raya is not such a raya. Why not? Because let's think of a shayla. Let's clear a shayla. You can clear a shayla. What's this halacha that you have to be soymech geula litfila? What's this halacha? What Rashi actually tells us is that based on Yerushalmi, that the idea of being soymech geula litfila is that a person that's not soymech geula litfila, it's comparable to somebody that's a friend of the king, and he came knocking on the door of the king, and he left, and finally the king comes out, and the king sees that he left, and the king says, if he left, so I'm leaving also. In other words, it's a bizoyin to the king. You went ahead, and you knocked on the door to ask the king for something. Then you should wait for the king to answer. Don't run away before the king answers. So too, we say the brach of geula. We're like knocking on the door. So don't run away. Then you want to ask your bakasha. The saying geula is like knocking on the door. And afterwards, you want to daven shmein esrei, and you want to go ahead and ask your bakashas. So don't run away. Now, says the Stipler, we could have a shayla. What's the halacha? What type of halacha is it that we have to make sure we put Shemayna Esrei immediately after geula? Is it because the tefillah of geula needs to have a Shemayna Esrei after it? Or is it because the tefillah of Shemayna Esrei has to come after geula? Which one is the primary concern? Is it a concern that the geula needs a Shemayna Esrei after it? Or is the primary concern that the Shemayna Esrei needs a geula before it? Which one is the main focus? So if you say that the main focus is that the Shemayna Esrei needs a Geula before it. Shemayna Esrei needs to have Geula before it. If that's the case, so then you could prove from Mincha and Musaf and Tashlumim that the whole halacha that a Shemayna Esrei needs a Geula before it is only if the Geula is right here. If the Geula is here, so you need a Shemayna Esrei before it, but if it's not here at all, you don't need a Geula before it. If the Geula is not here, you don't need the Shemayna Esrei, does not need a Geula before it if the Geula is not here. For Haraya, Mincha and Musaf, you don't go ahead and have any Geula with a Tefillah. Shemayna Esrei needs to have a Geula. It must be that when you don't have both, you don't need it. However, if you learn the other way, if you learn that Geula is what needs a Tefillah, the Brach of Geula has to have a Shemayna Esrei that comes after it. If that's the Pshat, so then you can't prove me anything from Mincha and Musaf and Tashlumim. Mincha and Musaf and Tashlumim, there's no Geula there. There's no Geula in the first place that you should have a question of where's the Shemayna Esrei after it. By Ma'ariv and by Shacharis, there's a Geula. There's a bracha of Kriya Shema. So we have a question, where's the Shemayna Esrei after it? So then you have a question, could I say that if you don't have both in front of you, it's still said or it's not said? But Mincha, if the Pshat is it's the Geula, the primary concern is that the Brach of Geula has to have a Tefillah next to it, so then Mincha and Musaf are out of the ballpark. Musaf and Mincha have no Shaykhs to this Halacha. So you can't prove me anything from Mincha and Musaf to the Halacha of Ma'ariv. So it says the Stipler, L'chayi, which way is it? Is it that the Geula needs the Shemayna Esrei after it? Or is it the Shemayna Esrei that needs a Geula before it? So the Stipler says, a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't say the name, he says a Talmud Chacham wrote him a letter and brought him a Raya to this Shaya. He said, there's a Talmid Rabbi Yoina that says that if somebody goes ahead and wants to be, somebody, let's say he davened Shemayna Esrei already, and he wants to go ahead and daven Shemayna Esrei again to have a Ma'ilo of Smichas Gula Litzvila. He already davened with the Tzibur, and he also wants to have Smichas Gula Litzvila. So says there. So usually, if a person donates a Shemayna Esrei, the halacha is a person can't just donate a Shemayna Esrei unless they add something to the Shemayna Esrei. First of all, a person has to know they shouldn't be donating Shemayna Esreis unless they have good kavana during the Shemayna Esrei. If you're not going to have good kavana, so who asked you to donate a Shemayna Esrei? If it's beautiful, good. If it's not a Shemayna Esrei with Kavana, then better not to say it. But even if a person is having Kavana, a person should not just donate a Shemayna Esrei unless he adds something. Unless he's Mechadish Badover, he adds something. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, if a person goes ahead and they're adding the fact that they are being soymech geula litfila, that is considered that they're adding something to the Shemayna Esrei. So says Rabbeinu Yoina, if a person went ahead and he first davened with the tzibur early, and he without davening the brach of geula, and then later on he's going to say the brach of geula and daven Shemayna Esrei again, so that he has smichas geula litfila, a tfilas nedave, he's going to daven another Shemayna Esrei to have smichas gula litfila, says Rabbeinu Yoina, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, that that's considered adding something. Says this Talmud Chacham, you see from here that it's a mile in the Shemayna Esrei. You see that it's something in the Shemayna Esrei. You see there's a concern of the Shemayna Esrei. The Shemayna Esrei is a different Shemayna Esrei. A Shemayna Esrei that's connected to Geula is a different Shemayna Esrei. So this L'chayra tells us that the idea of being soimek ulu l'tefillah is an idea that the tefillah, that the Shemayna Esrei, has a geula next to it. It's not the nekuda that the geula has a Shemayna Esrei next to it. Rather, the point is that the Shemayna Esrei has a geula next to it. So if that's the case, if the point is the Shemayna Esrei, so then we could go back and say it's a good raya. The Rambam L'Chayra has a good raya from Mincha and Musaf and Tashlumim that if the Geula is not here, it's not a problem. Mincha and Musaf, if the Nekuda is that the Shemayna Esrei should have a Geula next to it, so why don't we work out that Mincha and Musaf should have a Geula next to it? It must be that we're not concerned. You don't have to worry about a Shemayna Esrei having a Geula next to it if it's not a time of saying Geula. If you don't have a Geula here, if you don't have a Birchas Geula here, if you don't have the Brach of Kriyashma here, then you don't have to worry. So says the Stifler, so therefore, if you daven early Shemayna Esrei, and it's not yet time to daven the Brach of the Geula, the Rambam understood that it's Pasha, there's no problem in such a case of being Seimach Geula Letfila. When it's not here, when the Brach of Geula is not here yet, you don't have to worry about the fact that you don't have, that you're not being Seimach Geula Letfila. So what comes out is that you have two things, you have two concepts. Number one, it could be you don't have to daven Shemayna Esrei, but if you do daven, you'll have to be Seimach Geula Letfila. Like we saw in the Tosfos that says that Tfilas Arvis is Rishos, and we saw in the Magen Avraham that even though ladies, in his opinion, don't have to daven Shemayna Esrei, but if they do daven, they have to be Seimach Geula Letfila. And the other way, in the Rambam, according to the Rambam, we saw that even though you have to be Seimach Geula Letfila, but you only have to be Seimach Geula Letfila if you only have to be Seimach Geula Letfila if you have a Geula here. If there's no Geula here, if it's not time to say the Birchas Kriyashma, or let's say it's Mincha and Musaf that there is no Birchas Kriyashma, so then you don't have to have to be Seimach Geula Letfila. Now, in a practical sense, usually a person davens from a siddur and they're automatically mekayim being soimach geula litfila. I did want to talk about one case, a practical, a small halacha that is practical, that connects both to the fact that tfilas arvis rishos and to the halacha of being soimach geula litfila. When it comes a day like Rosh Chodesh, or Chanukah, or Purim, or Chol HaMoed, and we have to add something into the Shemayna Esrei. So comes Ma'ariv, and the Gabbai in the Shul wants to remind everybody that they should say Yalev Yovo, or Alanisim in the davening. So, is he allowed to announce and say Yalev Yovo? So what's the issue? The problem is that it will be a problem of being mafsik being geula litfila. He's going to be interrupting between the geula and the Shemayna Esrei. So already there's a Rashba that says it's okay. The Rashba says it's not a problem. He brings down such a minig, then it's not a problem. And the Mishnah Brura says it's not a problem to go ahead and say Yalev Yovoy over here. And he says he makes a combination of two reasons. Number one, it's for the purpose of the Shemayna Esrei, it's like Gevul Leturi. And number two, since Tfilas Arvis Rishos, he throws in that since Tfilas Arvis Rishos, since the whole Ma'ariv is only Rishos, so therefore the whole Smichas Gula Tfilas is more Kal. Even though Tosfos said that the halacha of smichas geula litfila is still applicable, nevertheless, as I said, the Rashba, we still use it in combination. And therefore, we can understand that it's pashat. Even though you're allowed to go ahead and call out, give a clap, and call out Yalev Yovoy or Alanisim before the Ma'ariv Shemayna Esrei, But by Shacharis Shemayin Esrei, you can't do it. The whole heter of the Rashba is in combination with the fact that Tfilas Arvis or Shos. Without that extra combination, it would not be permitted. And therefore, nobody allows announcing the words Yale V'Yovoy by Shacharis. There, a person would have to give a clap, and that would be enough. And the Mishnah Brura brings down this halacha without any chaylik, that when it comes to Mayriv, you're allowed to give a clap and say the words. You're allowed to say Yale V'Yovoy or Ala Nisim. Not only when it's an insertion that's me'akev in tefillah, such as Yale V'Yovoy of Chol HaMoed, but even an insertion that's not me'akev, such as Yale V'Yovoy of Rosh Chodesh or Ala Nisim, even things that are not me'akev, the Gabbai is allowed to go ahead and call it out. As I talk to Mishnah Brura, he doesn't bring down any shayla, it's no problem at all. However, Einenu Royois, we see that many shuls, they don't do that. There are some places that do that, but there are some places that don't do that. So it's worth noting that the Kaf HaChaim says that in Yerushalayim the minhag is not to call out. There's others also. There are those that say that based on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, a person shouldn't, the Siddur HaRav, a person should not call out. The Chol Oifin, there definitely are sources that a person shouldn't. So it's a clear Mishnah Brura that it's permitted. But there are those that say better not to. And therefore, each place should follow its minig. And it's what the main point is. That both Minhagim are correct. To say Yale V'Yovoy is correct. Not to say the words Yale V'Yovoy just to give a clap is correct. Both Minhagim are correct. The biggest thing is a place should have a minig, an established minig. It shouldn't be just hefker. One person gives a clap, then another three people yell it out. There's such a thing brings bilbul. It's not covered to base medrash. So the ikker thing is there should be an established minig and people should follow that minig. Both ways, there's a makar, there are sources to both ways. Either way is a fine mahalach. And the nekuda is that it should be with a seder, it should be with the oifen covered, that either they do call it out or they don't call it out, because both minhagim are really correct minhagim.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.